Hey, it's Bill Simmons. Today's episode of Channel 33 is brought to you by SeatGeek, the presenting sponsor for my podcast, as well as the only fan-friendly app for buying and selling tickets for sports and music. With just two taps on your phone, you can instantly buy SeatGeek tickets to an event, and you can enter that event just using your phone. No paper tickets. Drop your old ticket app, use one that's built for 2016, download the free SeatGeek app, or go to SeatGeek.com.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm incredibly excited because Nick is back and I brought in my favorite expert, the sports gal, to talk about him.
Hi, everybody. Happy to be here.
Are we using your name on this podcast? Like,
I'm
do people know your name?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I think they do. I mean, it's like all over the internet.
Okay. We won't use your name then. Why not? It's just a little mystery. You know who likes mystery? Liz. Remember she mentioned that last night?
Yes, she did.
We're going to get to her where there's a lot to talk about because it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I'm feeling positive about this season. But I want to talk about Nick first. So many mixed feelings about Nick. People feel strongly about him, positive, negative, but there's just a lot of opinions. Where are you with Nick right now?
I think Nick exudes sex appeal. I can't help it. He's like, there's just something about him that it's, you know, he's not the dumbest guy.
No.
He's definitely not the smartest guy.
No.
But he's absolutely one of the sexier guys.
His abs
something
are very
about,
sexy.
Well, his body, the shower scene in the beginning.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Even my daughter, who's like 11, was like, hubba hubba. Like, she was like looking at me like, whoa, mom. Like, but like, this is, he's a good looking guy. And he also has like these mannerisms that are kind of endearing.
Sure. Okay.
You know?
So like, you mean like his mumbling? Do you like
his mumbling?
I like his mumbling too. Around the Ringer office, people were criticizing his mumbling, but I actually like never thought of it as mumbling until he called it such.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I
just
thought it was like a quirk of Nick or something.
Yeah. And I kind of like quirky. So I guess maybe that's part of it, but they're sexy. It's just sexy.
So one thing I really couldn't ignore was they showed the clips of him on Andy's season and then on Caitlin's season, and then he looks roughly the same as he did in Paradise, but his appearance has really changed. It's almost like the shape of his head has changed. I kind of can't get over it. Like, I guess it's just weight loss, but like, or toning, I don't know, but it's like, it was drastic to
has
me.
He not always had a beard?
No, he didn't always have a beard.
And it's been how many years since he's been doing this?
Two.
So he's turning into a man.
Yeah, we're watching him go through a second puberty.
Because men get filled out in the face as they get older, though, and they start to look better. We look worse, men look better.
That is
true. That's how it is.
It's unfair.
We lose collagen, somehow they gain it.
It's like really unfair. Like, just look at George Clooney. He's really peaked after 35.
Yeah.
He's so handsome at like 40. But yeah, Nick is 35, which I would like to come back to his age later in regard to the girls. But like, he just looks different to me. And I think he's much better looking than when he first came to the franchise.
Definitely.
Like, not only because of his body. Actually, like, he is, to me, is a Ryan Reynolds, where like, he clearly works very hard in his body. And it's almost like not natural.
Absolutely.
But I also kind of admire him.
Might be
him.
Taking some HGH, possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know.
It's not banned in The Bachelor.
No.
I mean, we've seen in the past that like, dudes come with like those giant like muscle powder or whatever. But yeah, it's like weird. Like, I feel like I know him. Like, I just feel like, we know all about Nick.
He's been on a long ride with him.
Totally.
And he's come into his own now, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's time for him to redeem himself and find himself a woman.
Sure.
If one will trust him.
If someone will trust him. He is.
Which I don't know if he's trustable, because sexy does not equal trust to me.
No, it's almost like the opposite of it.
Yeah. Like, that's where I think there's going to be problems for
also,
Nick.
All these girls just associate him with sex. Like, the girl came in on the camel. It's like, I'm really into humping. So are you. Humps. That's what she said.
What about the one talking about her boobs and her and sex? The German lady that came in.
Yeah.
And she's speaking German, but she's like, do you like my tits?
I know. It is like just from the jump, a sexually charged season.
Very sexually charged, yes.
I'm still more of a Ben girl. I was excited to see him at the beginning.
Me too.
But
well, he's safe.
Yeah.
He's loyal.
He's so safe.
Ben's going to stick with you. Nick, he might be looking around the room once you're together for
Ben
a while.
Is still with Lauren, which is like shocking.
Yeah.
Those relationships never last that long.
Yeah.
I know. And Nick, he has a girl in this season who he's already slept with. Like, that's kind of crazy.
That's unprecedented. That hasn't happened yet on The Bachelor. I'm surprised Chris Harrison didn't mention that. I don't think that's happened, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I guess that they
unless
like,
Nick slept with Caitlin and we didn't know about it before the
then, which might have happened.
Could have.
I don't think it did, but absolutely could have. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
I just think that people, like, even people who didn't like Nick before, I just feel like this is going to be a good showing for him. One person in the office was like, I don't like Nick. He's a bad bachelor. But, like, I disagree. I thought he was really charming when he was talking to the shark slash dolphin girl. And he was like, no, it's a shark. Like, I thought that was funny. It was, like, real.
Yeah, it was real.
I don't know.
No, I agree with you. Like, he's pretty genuine.
Yeah. Or at least he's good at mimicking it. This is my theory about Nick. I think that he's like a sponge and he absorbs like what he sees. And I think he's like figured out how to seem genuine on television by like being a little bit different, like being a little bit more open or something.
Well, this kind of goes with the theme of him wanting to find love, but does he really? Yeah. And he's a model now.
Right.
And I feel like he could like really invent the next Bachelor clothing line.
Ooh.
Or do something where, right?
Sure.
Like he could because he kind of doesn't have much else going on. He doesn't have a job. Does he have a job?
Okay.
I thought bachelors were supposed to like be this, you know, job holding, like eligible guy that you're hoping like you get together and then you move somewhere nice and you start your life.
Yeah. I mean, he lives in LA. They try to trick you into thinking he lives in Chicago. Like, they have like the opening scene of him like walking across Michigan Avenue. But he lives in like the east side of LA. He like Instagrams from the Americana, which is the Grove of Glendale, basically. He lives here. Like, if you follow, and the weird thing is them even trying to pretend otherwise, because if you followed him on social media, and like that's the reason they chose him, because he had a following, like, you know that he's like been trying to be a model slash actor. Like, so it's just ridiculous to even try to make us think from Chicago. But like, LA Nick is better than Chicago Nick anyway, so who cares?
Yes, very true. Very true. He got a better trainer here for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to know what gym he goes to or like what his workout is.
Can't you find that out?
Probably.
Yeah, I think you should get him on the show.
Yeah, again. He was here in August. So
I know.
I was not into him and have said a lot of mean things about him.
And so he might not come back.
No, it went great. Beforehand, he was like, acknowledged that he knew I'd been mean about him and like wasn't worried about the awkwardness, which I really appreciated.
What about the man on the street stuff? I was pretty impressed with the way he handled people.
Yeah.
Being, you know, just out there and.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of like in the Charlie Brown answer booth or whatever it was.
Like, yeah. I agree with you that there's, like, something sexual about him, but it doesn't really, like, draw me in. He's just not for me.
Okay.
I don't know why.
To each his own.
I just feel like that's a weird opinion.
I didn't say I want to, like, I'd marry him type. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's the guy that's the one O-N-S.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, hence Liz.
Yeah, exactly, Liz.
Which we'll get to that.
Yeah, right? let's talk about the women, though. It was just ridiculous. Wait, by the way, this is a good segue. I feel like my major takeaway about Nick last night is that he's a boobs man. Like, I just feel like he's really into
and
boobs.
Dark hair.
And dark hair.
And dark eyes. Like, he likes darker women, maybe?
Yeah, he had a couple girls who looked just like Andy.
Yep.
They were pretty girls.
They were pretty girls.
There was no one who I was like, oh, she's busted.
Yeah, or like, no one had, like, too much makeup on, which is what I always look for, like that.
Did
gross
they tone it down
look.
For them or something?
Maybe they did.
That actually was noticeable.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many women were in red?
Oh, I think Bill thinks I'm totally wrong on this theory, but I think my theory is perfect. I think red is sexy, again, and Nick is, and I think these women go on the show and they're thinking, like, what is he going to like, and what am I going to feel like around him, and you want to feel, he makes women feel good about themselves.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think red is confidence and sexy at the same time, and I think also, if you are into fashion magazines or anything, like, I happen to realize that red was the color of this season, so it could have been that, too.
So
could have been as simple
as
that.
Out, just, like, out there.
Yeah.
I would never
Not just
red.
Because it was holidays, because it was literally, like, the color, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I would never pick red, though. Like, would you?
No, never. I pick black.
What would
I'd be
you
all
wear?
Black for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I would clearly wear black too. But like, what kind of dress would you pick?
I think something like fitted,
slightly
revealing.
Sure.
Like something like that is mysterious yet shows my figure positively. But nothing where like you can see boob.
Not like Danielle L.
Not like Danielle L.
Whose boobs are just like out. Like I just feel like I saw almost
the
all of them.
Girls are out to play.
I don't think that's a good look. I mean, Nick was very much into it. He was like slobbering
over
her.
Oh, he was so like clearly up and down.
Yeah, he was like, you look good.
Bad. Yeah.
It was like one of his low moments. Yeah, he couldn't control himself.
And I don't think he can.
No, he definitely can't. She looks like Corinne, who I will talk about in depth.
Yeah.
But Danielle L is a quote-unquote small business owner in her business that she owns three nail salons, and they showed the newest. And I was like, I know where that is.
Oh, really? Is it here?
Yes, it's here. Oh. And it's, I go to it all the time because it's right next to SoulCycle. It just opened on Hollywood.
Oh, very cool.
So
we'll have to go visit.
I've been meaning to go. It's really expensive.
Oh.
Like a gel manicure on its own was like 42 or something.
Good for her.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But she is like a business owner, I suppose. Although I went to her LinkedIn page and it didn't say that she was like, it was like she was like chief brand officer. And if I was really the owner of my business.
Maybe her mom owns it and she kind of consults something about it. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. That dress was pretty, was like ridiculous. It was her sister picked it out, if you recall.
Yeah, that was, but he loved it.
Loved it.
And he clearly she knew what he wanted. It was sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of reminded me of an ESPYs dress,
to be honest.
J-Lo,
too.
You've been to the ESPYs a few times and seen some of the very sexy dresses of these ladies.
Yeah, it's like when people think they could, like, just literally let it all hang out.
Yeah, it's like, this is not, it's like prom of awards.
Yeah.
So I think that's what she was going for.
And a good ESPYs look. Yeah. I mean, he was really into it. It was like, he looked rabid for, like, a split second. He was so excited. I admire Danielle, I think. She obviously has got chutzpah, you know?
She had a classy way of carrying herself, though.
Sure.
She wasn't like, other than throwing it out there literally, she wasn't throwing it out there.
That's true. Yeah. She let her body speak for herself.
Yes.
Okay, she looked just like Corinne to me. At one point, I couldn't tell them apart. But then Corinne really differentiated herself by being crazy.
Yes.
There's like, just send her straight to Mexico.
Oh my God, that's what she's going for.
Yeah,
you're right.
She'll be the star of Paradise.
Yes.
Like, I don't need to know anything else about the show to know that she'll be like day one.
She's
going
the
crazy.
Villain. Obviously they gave us the sneak peeks near the end of her like taking off her top in the swimming pool.
So here's what we know about Corinne so far. She has a nanny.
She's a nanny.
24-year-old woman who has a nanny. Okay, like, it's one thing to have, like, a staff if you're rich. Fine. Yeah. A lot of people do that, I guess. But to call it a nanny, like, is that really necessary? Like, if she's, like, your family's, like, housekeeper or even, like,
assistant. How about an assistant?
Exactly, assistant.
You run a multi-million-dollar company, Corinne.
Okay.
You can call it an assistant.
Thanks for bringing that up. Looked into that. There's no evidence of what the company is. There's none
at all.
She
just likes to throw that number out. It could be, like, a $1 million company.
It could not even exist. I couldn't figure out what it was. Like, I Googled it a bunch. She does have a lot of...
But it's her dad's company, right?
Yeah, that she's being poised to take over. But I went to her Instagram. It's, like, all, like, fake model shots.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't like her blonde hair. I hate that kind of fake blonde.
No, she's a total juggy.
What's a juggy? That was like a
show that Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla used to have a long time ago. And there were these girls that bounced on trampolines.
On the Man Show?
And the Man Show. Yeah. The juggies were the girls in the trampolines.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. She totally could be. She's gross. She should live in Las Vegas. It makes sense to me. She lives in Miami or something.
Yeah.
So she gave him the tokens, which I didn't really understand. Like, what was the point of that?
I thought it was poorly done. Like, I think the beginning, when she first walked up to him and said, oh, you know, here's a token for a hug. Like, I thought, okay, that's something. And it wasn't over the top and, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Let it go. It was, like, her way of just getting over the entrance. But then she handed him the bag.
A giant one.
With the money symbol on it, which I thought she was going to bring up the $1 million company. I was, like, so hoping that she was going to say, and I have a multi-million-dollar company. But she handed him that, whatever that meant.
It reminded me of the emoji of, like, a bag of money. I wonder if she was going for that. She might have been. Like,
maybe
she's
trying
24.
To be cute.
Knowing her, those youngsters, they just love emoji or something. She just wouldn't back down. And then she makes out with him and keeps it to herself for about 10 seconds. And then everyone has to know. And she's just ridiculous. And then in the teaser.
Someone yelled ho.
They called her a ho?
Yeah, when they were all sitting around the fire or something. And they were like, she's kissing him. And someone's like, ho, 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 or something.
Oh, shit.
I heard it in the background. Yeah.
I like it. They were getting a little catty by the end
of the night. They were. That's when the drinks start setting in. Like, think about it. They're there for, like, how many hours? 12 hours or something.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah. It is 12 hours. They start filming at, like, 7, 7:30.
Yeah.
And they're done at, like, 6 or 7.
And they're all, like, 110 pounds or less.
Yeah, they haven't eaten in days.
Haven't eaten.
Weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
This is their wedding day.
Yeah, like, I mean, it is. And that one girl was, like, basically wearing a white wedding dress. That's a bad move, wearing a wedding dress. It's, like, very heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Also, like, particularly for Nick, who is, like, you know, he's like the sex bachelor.
Wait, who wore a wedding dress? I can't remember.
There
that
was
one
blonde. I forget who it was. I think she got voted off, or she was on.
She couldn't have been on it for long.
Yeah, she was very unimportant.
She was hoping because that one year, that one wedding dress girl made it to the final four.
Yeah, her name I can't even remember, but she was the runner up on Sean Lowe's season. Yeah, what was her name?
It
was
like
Brittany or Danielle or something.
One of those kind of names.
She had a really big tongue. All I can remember, she had a really big tongue, and like it
bothered. How do you even remember that?
Because it just was like abnormally large and like affected her talking, I think. I don't know. It was really weird. Corinne in the teaser for this year on said that she has a platinum vagine. Mm. So that's both a quote of Borat.
That was a good one.
Also a ridiculous thing to say.
Absolute ridiculous thing to say. But she seduces him potentially.
Yeah, it seems like they have sex. Mm. And she also goes topless in like the hot tub with him and all the other girls see.
So did they try to make it seem like was everyone crying and disappointed because they found out he had sex with Liz already? Or was it because he had sex with her and it's like him and Caitlin all over again?
Right. I mean, how can they be mad about the Liz thing? That's not Nick's fault. He wasn't supposed to be chased before the show.
Exactly.
Like that's not his fault. I thought he actually handled that pretty well.
Maybe just because he kept it from them?
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know.
I thought he handled the Liz thing well, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's beautiful, Liz.
I do too.
Like very like.
Aside from the back tat.
Oh,
I mean,
really large.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back tats are kind of like, that's a sign.
It's not even.
What do they call it? A tramp stamp?
Yeah, but say it's not even a tramp stamp, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up
it's
higher.
Really large.
Yeah.
What's the point of a tattoo like that? Like, does she like look at it in the mirror? Do you have to assume she has a mirrored shower?
You have to be drunk or high. Like, there's no way you get that
tattoo
sober.
She does live in Las
Vegas. Yeah, you don't get that tattoo sober. Instead of getting married, she got that tattoo.
if you were giving birth, would you want your doula to have a gigantic back tattoo?
I don't know. They're kind of hippie, so maybe.
That's true. Also, I guess you wouldn't necessarily know unless your doula also is like wearing backless shirts or topless.
That's a good point.
But who knows? I mean, that is true, though. Like, doulas are often hippies. I wonder if Liz is like into, if she like makes, you know how doulas now like will help make like a placenta smoothie for you and like.
Oh, yeah. It helps with the postpartum when you are nursing and
I would
all
like
that
actually
stuff.
Like to know more about Liz's career.
I think Liz seems like she could be solid.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, let's backtrack a little. And one of her best friends, obviously, is
Jade, the Playboy model.
Who's kind of like, she's sweet and seems like a nice person, but she's a little, I don't know what the word is.
Not that much substance there.
Not a lot of substance.
She seems fine.
Yeah.
She seems nice. I want her to come on this podcast.
So okay, all right. Let's not talk about her then.
No, but I actually do think Liz seems cool.
Yeah.
Also, okay, so the immediate inference was that she's just there for the fame, which like, I don't know, like takes one to know one, Nick. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't hate her for it.
I hated her dress. I have to say that.
It was one shoulder, right?
It was black and white and like busy.
No, that was
like
a different girl. That was a different girl.
That was Liz.
That
no?
like tight one that was like striped, black and white striped.
Yeah, that was Liz.
No, that was Vanessa. That was Vanessa Grimaldi.
Come on, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Look her up right now.
Liz was wearing like a sparkly sequin dress. I'm going to pull it up.
No.
Yeah, 1 second. She was.
You're right. It was blue. It was dark navy.
It was navy.
Or like
I actually liked
it. You're right. That is someone else.
I liked her dress. Yeah.
Right.
I thought she looked nice. She just looked natural. Here's a picture
of her. Vanessa Grimaldi is the one that I think might win it.
Is that the special needs teacher/girl
from Canada?
Yeah, she's from Montreal.
He likes Canadians.
He likes
we got to get there.
He likes Canadians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Liz was wearing a nice dress.
Thanks for showing me.
Liz just seems normal to me, is the thing.
She does. Seems like we'd be friends with her potentially.
Sure. But why, yeah, totally.
Right.
But why didn't she give Nick his number? Even if she was just going to ignore him, like, just give him your number.
Because I think it's the whole, like, I don't trust him thing, maybe. Potentially. Like, or it was in the heat of the moment, and then she was, like, feeling weird about it after, but she could have had.
It's very hard
know.
For me to imagine
You're
a
right.
scenario in which I would have just had sex with a hot guy and not want to give him my number. Unless it was really bad sex, but I bet it wasn't. Because she's been on the show.
Interesting.
I don't know. Like, I just, like, maybe I give out my number too easily. I don't know.
I actually don't have a theory on this.
Because that's just weird to me. That she.
The only theory really could be that
he was bad.
Yeah.
Which is what Andy said about him. Andy Dorfman said that the most awkward sexual encounter of her life was the night in the fantasy suite.
Ooh. So I wonder if it's like.
So maybe he's awkward.
The sex appeal on the outside doesn't exactly translate.
I mean, interesting. It is possible. Now that we're talking this
through. Or maybe
he's
like S&M or something. Maybe he's like some freaking like 50 Shades of Nick.
I don't know. I feel like Liz could be into that. I got a very subtle vibe from her. I feel like she could be into that or something. I don't know. Is that mean to say about Liz?
Nope. I don't think so. Well, she's maybe it's the back tat. I don't know.
I wonder if Nick has a complex about this now because of the Andy situation. Because in her book, she wrote that it was really awkward. And so now I wonder if, like, after he has sex with girls, like, they don't follow up.
I wonder if maybe he, I hate to think this, but.
What is it?
Maybe he, like.
Just can't get it out?
He can't. He gets it done too quick.
Oh, too quickly.
Like, maybe it's, like, one look at the décolletage and it's all over.
I mean, he was really excited when Danielle L. walked by.
What's that?
He was really excited when Danielle L. walked by.
He did. He was excited.
I didn't think about this until this moment, but that's an interesting theory we have going here. No, no offense to Nick. I mean, just mentioning the possibilities here. Who knows? Liz, I was glad she stayed. I wasn't ready to say goodbye to that drama yet.
No. Me too. I think she'll be around for... At least 5 episodes or so.
Yeah.
Although, not a few more.
Although, I don't know. Like, maybe it'll just become, like, too much of a big deal to the other women that he had sex with her. I don't think it should be, though.
It just, in the teaser, it just seemed like that happened a little bit later. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I bet the crying, the other girls being upset, was over Corinne. Because she just seems horrible. She seems mean, too.
Yeah.
Corinne, let's talk about the girl in the dolphin/shark suit. And Corinne was making fun of her. Her name's Alexis. She said she's from Secaucus, New Jersey. First of all, I'm pretty sure it's Secaucus. And not only because I'm from New York, which is nearby, but in every NBA game, they have to, like, check the replay. And they do it in Secaucus, New Jersey. That word is said in, like...
Secaucus.
Yes, all the time. Yeah. She said her own hometown wrong. That's embarrassing.
That is weird.
That's like if I was,
maybe,
like...
Maybe the people that actually live there, though...
I mean, maybe.
Say Secaucus?
I mean,
maybe. Secaucus. That's an interesting word. I'm just saying.
It is. It was bizarre. So Corinne was making fun of her because she kept her shark suit on the whole time. And she's like, I hope her body's okay underneath there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That
she was
mean.
Saying, I hope the damage isn't too bad
I know.
Or something.
I thought that was
rude.
That was
really
super
mean. Catty.
Yeah.
Coming from her, too. Because she's not going to have a lot of friends on the show.
No. I mean, I guess she knows that, and that's why she did it.
Yeah.
But I just thought that. That wasn't necessarily mean because obviously Alexis was doing enough damage on her own. She didn't need Corinne.
Yeah,
to
I loved Alexis actually. I thought
I
she was
too.
Very, very endearing with
she was wasted.
Shark whatever caught in the whatever she was doing.
She was doing dolphin.
They
sounds.
Were pretty real dolphin things. And then she went in the water. I was hysterically laughing and making the dolphin noises. I don't know why, but I just thought that was killing me.
I mean, bonus points for keeping heels on the entire time while wearing that stupid outfit. That was ridiculous. Yeah. I think that she was just arrived completely blacked out and somehow maintained it all night. That would be my real problem if I were on the show, is I wouldn't be able to stay awake.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. I would find a corner and just fall asleep.
They must feed them though.
Like Red Bull or something.
Yeah.
You
but they have
late,
to give them
though.
Food. They've got to be eating
you
somewhere.
You had a party recently, and at 1:45, I was just like,
yeah, you were kind of done.
I was done. I was also, I'd had several drinks. I was like, I got to go. I'm tired. Yeah. So how do they do it for 12 hours?
They must be doing one drink, one water.
I guess.
Taking it easy.
I would go champagne. I'd go champagne, water, champagne, water.
For sure.
Keeps you up more.
Yes, I agree with
you.
Without keep
being
the blood
too full.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with beer is just get so full, but not a problem with champagne.
Well, that happens too. I did that on my wedding night and it wasn't good. Let's just
tough
say,
next morning.
It was not good. No, really, just the whole outfit started to expand.
So it's a tough next morning.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good lesson. I guess if you were on The Bachelorette, you would wear, or Bachelor, you'd wear an A-line something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Alexis, when she walked into the pool with her dolphin suit on, I was just like, God, she's going to be wet for the next few hours. And I felt bad for her. I wonder if she took
you're
it
so
off at
nice.
Some point. Well, I just don't. You know, there's nothing worse than walking through the rain and then your jeans get wet and then they're wet for hours.
But that suit, just if you think about it, it's probably made of rayon and it
that's
doesn't
true.
Stay wet at all.
Okay.
It's probably dry within
good
minutes
point.
Of getting out. But what the hell is she wearing underneath? That's what I want to know. Why didn't she ever just bust out of the dolphin suit?
Yeah, she could have.
And give him a sneak peek. I didn't.
Yeah, that could a sexy shark dolphin
yeah,
sneak peek.
Yeah, that would have been cool, right?
Yeah. The most awkward physical staging of the night was when she was in the pool in her suit and he was just sitting next to the pool and his, actual suit.
Yes.
And I was just like, this is so awkward. How are either of them like getting through this? But that's why you drink for moments like that.
Absolutely.
He didn't seem that drunk. I think he probably holds his liquor well.
Yeah.
I mean,
or he wasn't drinking a lot. Because I mean, think about the adrenaline that you have when you have a room full of 30 hot
that want you
men or women.
Yeah.
Wanting you.
Yeah, totally.
Like I don't think I'd need a drink. I'd be like, like, you know,
totally.
Like, and then it's like, just exciting, right?
He probably wakes up after, you know, whenever after having rested, and he's probably just like, must be such a blur. I would like request to like watch the footage, I think, because I wouldn't be able to remember anything that happened.
They must do that though, right? I gotta ask him recaps.
If he comes back, which I hope he does, I'm gonna ask about like when they get to see footage and stuff. Because how do you keep track of everything? He had 30 girls.
Yeah.
And they usually do 25, and he had 30, and I have a theory about that, which is it was supposed to be Luke as the bachelor, mm-hmm. and at the last minute they changed to Nick, and I bet that they had to like supplement with a few more girls who were tailored for Nick that like they weren't going to do otherwise.
Oh, so you think some of these were Luke's women?
I think a lot of them were.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I think that it was like a last minute switch.
Well, it was a good idea.
I know.
Because I was not at all interested in Luke.
I'd be dreading talking about Luke right now.
Oh, my God.
He's such a zero.
Boring.
Such a zero.
All right, that's mean.
More girls. Raven from Arkansas, from Hoxie, Arkansas. Owns a boutique. Shout out to her. Yeah.
Okay, but listen. I looked at that boutique.
Okay.
And I swear I saw, like, a piece of paint coming off of, like, a nail, which was, like, had an old picture there. And I was looking at it, and I'm like, my nephew Kyle lives here. He's, like, 23 years old.
Hey,
I'm
Kyle.
Like, that's what the inside of his apartment looks like. You know? It's like, this is not a boutique. This is someone's apartment. I don't know if that was really... Did you see a storefront with glass?
No. Okay. I felt like they showed her walking into a store, and then they could have, like, switched to a different location. That's a great point. I didn't think about that.
And let's talk about the location.
Hoxie, Arkansas.
What goes on there?
I don't know. She scared me. She seemed very 90s to me.
Yes.
And just like, I don't know. For some reason, I'm afraid of Raven. I would like to vote her off right away.
Absolutely.
I'm just not into her. I don't care for her.
No.
Let's move on.
I don't mean to be mean, but the lips, little lips, weird lips. Like, I don't know. There's
also,
something.
Who dyes her hair that black for The Bachelor?
That's a good point, too.
Again,
she was like,
90s.
It was like gothy and.
Yeah, but like.
But yet Southern.
I just,
like, it didn't go.
It didn't work. Also, walking along the train tracks, I don't know. There's something about her that just freaked me out. It was like she's like from the movie The Craft or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good.
Didn't care for her. Next, Jasmine G. Jasmine said she was a professional sports team dancer. I looked it up. She's a dancer for the Warriors, the mm-hmm. Golden State Warriors. So, A, depending on when she joined, she could have a ring from their championship, which is like a really big deal. And then, second of all, why is she on the show? She's surrounded by men all the time.
Good point. She's hot.
She's a dancer. She really need to be on the show? I don't get it.
She made it seem like she was there for Nick.
She did. And I think she also said that women, like, she's not used to having to fight for attention.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's
I loved her dress,
one.
I have to
that
say that.
That blue one?
Yeah, that was like a good color for her.
She looks great.
Yeah.
She was very pretty.
Yeah, she was pretty.
I kind of like her. I think she seems crazy.
I think she'd be a good wrinkle for the show.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have bad things to say about her, and I didn't think she was going to be a front runner or anything, though.
No. I mean, and so Jasmine's African-American, and there's more racial diversity on the show than ever before, which is not to say there's a ton, but there's, like, several women of color, which is a really big deal.
Yes.
I mean, which was amazing. And then Rachel got the first impression rose, who's also black.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, that's just, like, I mean, like,
She's cool. Definitely going to go
Rachel?
All the way, or one of the top four, right?
So, if you are a spoiler phobe, just jump ahead 2 minutes because I want to tell. I didn't know this, but I read it online today.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you. I hope you don't mind.
No, all right. Oh, no.
Okay
go ahead. Tell me.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert. So before the season started in December, ABC put out a press release that was like, the final four will be in Finland. And so then, like, you know that. And then last night in the teaser, they show Rachel and Nick cheersing to Finland.
Oh, so she's there.
So she makes it far. She's in the final four.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
I like her. She's genuine. I don't have anything that I don't like about her.
Me too. I really liked her.
Yeah.
I thought of all the red dresses, hers was the best.
Absolutely.
She also she had like an opening line that seems like she probably came up with on her own, which was like she said to Nick, like, I've did all my fantasy teams and I'm really just here to play for you or something. Something like stupid, but she like put some thought into it.
That was cute.
They have the Wisconsin connection because she lived in Milwaukee when she went to Marquette.
Yep.
He did seem like interested
in
her.
And she had a good segue into that. Like,
totally.
I felt like when they were talking, it was like she kind of brought up that she was a fan of the team because of that. And
yeah.
No, I really legitimately thought
goes on the show and like 4 months later he's engaged. Like, this just doesn't. Yeah. Just
why
like,
rush to marriage?
I don't
and like
know.
You, there's plenty of women that you can meet.
I know.
And
Nick
meeting them in this
LA.
Inorganic way doesn't necessarily have to happen with a guy that's got a lot going on.
Totally. And like, I just. Yeah. It just seems like maybe he is not supposed to find love this way. Like, even though he's tried.
All right.
And like, I mean, who
he's
is
supposed
to
establish his career so that he can build his the first Bachelor clothing line for men.
I'm intrigued. Like, this is the vision you have for him.
I don't know. I just feel like he can model and he's, I don't know. He's like one of the more stylish Bachelors. I kind of don't mind his tight pants and when he wears bow ties. I'm good with all that.
Yeah, he is stylish. Sure. Yeah. He probably has a stylist.
Probably.
I don't know. I just, for some reason.
But I remember the first time he was ever on The Bachelor when he first walked in.
Yeah.
Who was it? Andy season, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing she said was that she loved his suit and the way he was dressed. Mm.
He did like, so, into style.
Yeah.
Although we did used to call him Normcore Nick because he wore like a lot of like flannel and like Midwestern yeah. gear.
He's got that Alaskan
a little bit.
Guy going
I think
on.
I think it's a Wisconsin thing.
Wisconsin thing, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that about him.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, I just feel like Nick should have a more awkward story of like meeting someone in a bar and then they get married. I don't know. Or like, that's not that awkward. But I mean, actually, The Bachelor would be more awkward.
Well, it could have been the Liz story.
Yeah, see, that would have been great.
If he was actually going to do it, it probably would have happened then. And he says that she didn't go after him and said no to his... getting the number, but he could have gone after her. So
right, he could have gotten her number from Jade too
easily.
Although I guess if a woman's like, "No, you can't have my number," I don't know.
It's
hard to tell if Nick is into games or not.
Yes,
like on the one hand, I think he is because he keeps going on the show. But on the other hand, the Liz stuff makes it seem less likely. But I do think it's weird that he just immediately assumes she's looking for fame. But maybe I'm the weird one for thinking that's not
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm okay with Liz for some reason.
I'm okay with
her. I'm on board. Let's talk about some
more. And he's looking for fame too, so you know, touche.
I know. And that's fine. We accept you for that, Nick. Let's talk about Vanessa, who you mentioned. She is from Montreal. She's a special needs teacher.
Yeah.
I don't approve of them including her special needs students in her little video.
Oh, interesting.
Because I guess like the parent had to sign a release, but that just seems wrong. I don't know. It didn't sit right with me.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, I wasn't into it. I think she's gorgeous, Vanessa.
I think she is too.
Terrible dress. Simply terrible.
That's the dress that I couldn't handle.
First of all,
that was the only thing about her I didn't like.
Yeah. She seemed nice. She seemed pretty smart. Seems like he was into her. She kind of looked a little. There's three girls who kind of look alike: Liz, Vanessa, and Whitney. Whitney was a redhead with long hair. She was barely on the show, but she just caught my eye because she looked a little bit like Andy. I think all three of them look similar
Andy-ish.
To Andy. Yeah.
Mm.
I always thought Andy was really pretty. So
yeah, me too.
Good taste, Nick. Good for you. Vanessa seems like a front runner for sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But I was okay with the showing the special needs kids, like showing what she did for work. I mean, the neonatal girl,
that's
who
true.
I also think, do you know who the neonatal?
Yes, Danielle.
Danielle
M. I thought she's very pretty.
Yeah. She has good hair.
Great hair.
Zoe pointed out that she's like, good hair.
She
I
has
like
a
her
lob.
Hair.
She has a lob with
waves. Yeah, she has a long bob.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a red dress with like cowdets on the back. She seemed classy to me. She's a tragic story. Her fiance died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so certainly
that'll be
come
a
up.
Big one.
Yes,
yeah.
Certainly. Yeah. I think she has bachelorette potential.
I do too.
Because she seems really sweet.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I liked her. I liked her dress.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah, she's a good one. Keep her.
I also. You want to talk about Lauren, whose last name was Hussey.
Lauren Hussey.
She's gone, right?
She did the thing where she walked up to him and was like, we both have names that together were a vile hussy.
Yeah. Or a gross slut.
Gross slut, yes. But Bill and I were both really disappointed when she got voted off because she seemed like she had stay power.
Yeah, she did.
And I was surprised. Like, why vote off the dolphin or keep on the dolphin shark? And vote off Lauren Hussey.
I don't know.
Like, was it the last name?
Maybe it's the producers.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I feel like there were so many other people that he could have gotten rid of.
The dolphin shark is just like, you need to know more. You're just like, why? Like, why dolphins? Just so ridiculous. The Josephine, who's the girl who came with the hot dog and said, you're a wiener in my book.
Oh, the wiener girl, yeah.
Okay, that was fine, kind of fine. But then making them eat the raw hot dog.
Disgusting. How did they not get sick?
I don't know. And then how do you, like, go have a drink after that? Yeah. Like, a nice drink. It's just so gross to me. I don't know. Have we talked about Taylor? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think so.
Taylor is biracial. She spoke about in her testimonial. Yep. She
biracial therapist.
No, she did not say therapist.
All right, I called her therapist. She said she's
a mental health counselor.
Okay.
It's nice of you to call her a therapist because I think that's giving her more credit. First of all, she's 23, so she probably has an undergrad degree.
She does, and that's for sure.
And then she probably works in the department of counseling at a high school.
Yeah. And they showed it. They made it seem like she had an important job where she was advising people on relationships.
That's ridiculous. I'm sure it's not
like
what she
a 23 year old who's not done anything.
What does she know?
No one's going to go to a 23 year old that hasn't really had many relationships.
No, absolutely not. She is pretty hot, though. I bet Nick will be into
her. Her eyes are a little close together.
She's really young.
Bill
Nick's
actually
35.
Said she's got crazy eyes, and he said that about someone else, too. I forget. The blonde, the blue eyed blonde that.
Elizabeth, perhaps?
Elizabeth.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah. She did kind
He's
of
like,
have
crazy,
she has crazy
eyes.
She kind of did. That's true. Also, Sarah, the other girl with a long bob, but didn't look as good. But I bet she'll be around for 2 to 3 episodes. She was fine.
What about Balls Girl? He kept Balls Girl, but not Lauren Hussey.
That was the one with the nose ring, right?
Yeah.
Why did she call that having balls? That's just having a nose
because
ring.
Because she stuffed the balls part of the nose ring into her nose.
To,
and then
hide
when
it?
She brought it out, and then she announced.
That's not sexy.
Not at all.
I was kind of disgusted. I think you could have gotten rid of half those girls.
But she's going to come out and, talk about being a lesbian in the fat past. And then
that's pretty
there's
exciting.
Going to be a whole, that'll be interesting.
I'm looking forward to that, to be honest.
That will be good.
That'll be fun on the show. What was that woman's name? I don't even remember.
Balls Girl?
Yeah, I can't recall her name. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
We'll figure it out in the future. Yeah. Whitney, who you don't remember, but I mentioned, she was wearing a red dress. She also is a Pilates instructor from Minnesota, so I'm certain she'll be in Paradise. I mean, skinny brunette Pilates instructor, made for reality TV.
What about Prom Hair Girl? You know the girl that had, the yellow dress?
Oh,
and she
kind
of had, makeup that seemed like it was going to fall all over her face.
Was that
Lacey? She kind of had big 80s prom hair.
I think that was Lacey, perhaps.
Is that it?
I think she's gone, yeah.
She's gone?
Is she not?
I know he kept
it's
her.
It's so hard to keep track.
She seems like she's going to be the mama bear and, get involved in everyone's situations in my head.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Was that Haley?
That was, let's see.
I really can't keep track of notes.
But I thought
I did too.
I don't know that. When I take notes, I write what I call them.
Right.
I don't write their real name.
I watch German girl.
Oh, Haley from Canada.
I liked Haley.
Dallas Elizabeth. Where are you?
I watched this 2.5 times, just so you know. I'm willing to admit that.
You did?
Well, I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to really know the girls.
Now I feel bad.
I want to know about Nick. Why?
Kristen. Wedding videographer.
Oh,
too.
Yes, Kristen, wedding videographer.
Remember she danced with him?
Yes. I think that's probably the only legitimate career, or maybe the lawyers, too. There's one girl who was a law school graduate who lived in Naples, Florida.
But I could be a wedding videographer. Do it once, and I call myself that. I don't know if that's legitimate. I think the nail salon, Danielle Nails, is the better one.
Danielle Nails is really close. I can't wait to go. I've been meaning to go there anyway, because it looks luxurious.
Gel Manny Petty with a massage.
I need it right now.
Yeah, I'll go.
One. It'll be a great ringer field trip. Kristen spells her name with a CH, Chris T, which is unusual. I don't know why, but I'm always weird about your name. But she's no control over that at all.
No, it was her parents' fault.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless she changed it.
Kristen was pretty regular looking. She seems like the kind of girl I could have gone to college with.
Yeah.
She was fine.
Yeah.
She was
East Coast looking.
Totally.
East Coast prom.
Oh, my God. You could totally just sort these girls into geographic regions.
Oh, absolutely.
Based on how they look.
100%.
Yeah.
The Canadian girl, for sure.
I just like that girl, that Vanessa.
Yeah.
She seems good. The two who he seemed like he really connected with, Vanessa and Rachel, they both were great.
Yeah.
It seems, for sure. It seems like he does. He says he likes outspoken women. I think that is true, actually.
Yeah. He likes confident, outspoken women.
Yeah. Because Kaylin and Andy were both that as well.
Yeah.
I kind of forget about
Kaylin. Let's just hope they're okay with the pre-ejaculation.
I'm just kidding. Let's just end it there. It's a great note for this first episode of Bachelor Party. This will be every week on Tuesdays. Got some exciting guests lined up for the season. Perhaps a sports gal will also come back if she'll be willing to.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening. Check out the rest of the Ringer Podcast Network. We've got a ton of feeds. And theringer.com. Roger Sherman is recapping The Bachelor for us, and he is very funny. So check it out. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week.